Hello everyone, this is Kenneth Burnett, the Vision Doctor. Not here to give you new prescription lenses, but to give you new perspective lenses. Because when you have a new perspective about life, everything in your life changes. So we're here to talk to the people about how to help not be a people pleaser. How to help you not be a people pleaser. And I know that's probably your personality. That's your natural go-to. That's who you are by nature. And I get it. I understand. Because I was born a natural people pleaser myself. But people pleasers have challenges in life that a lot of other people don't have because toxic people and people pleasers always connect. It's inevitable. People pleasers attract toxic people in their lives. Therefore, when those two connect, the toxic person wins. It's like the toxic person uses and abuses and misuses the people pleasers. Because the people pleaser is always going to make excuses for why they do what they do. Why are they still helping out this person who is no good, not doing anything productive with their own life, maybe living at their house for free, eating all the food, running up the bills. And maybe this person is a friend, a family member. Maybe they're a boyfriend, a girlfriend. You know, this person could be a coworker that you are constantly helping carry their end of the workload. Maybe it's a person at your school, a classmate, that you're doing their work for them, or they're not helping in the group. But whatever it is, whatever the relationship, this person always is winning over the people pleaser. It's like going into a battle with a wooden sword and the toxic person has a metal sword. You're going to always lose. Metal will win over wood every time. So they have the advantage because they don't care. Toxic people are by nature narcissistic people. Very arrogant, very prideful, very self-absorbed, very, very selfish by nature. So they have a heart of stone. Their mind doesn't even comprehend and think about helping someone else. So you're going to always lose when you are a people pleaser. And I'm using that term loosely. It's has a negative connotation, but that's exactly what it is. When you have a heart of gold and you're a good-natured person and you're a giver and you're going to attract people who don't think like you. And it's going to frustrate you, but you going to keep making excuses on why you're doing what you're doing. And eventually, it's going to either burn you out and cause you emotional stress, which weakens your immune system, thus causes physical ailments in your life. And then you'll wonder why you have a pattern of chronic physical ailments because of that passive personality type that you've been born with is going to keep your physical immune system weak because your emotional and mental immune system has been weakened because you are constantly making excuses for why you do what you do and why they do what they do. So let me give you some new glasses, new ways to look at this. So take off those old prescription lenses. Those new, and I'm going to give you some new prescription lenses. Okay. This is a new prescription. Okay. To help you see life differently. So the new prescription lenses, which are a new perspective lens, is how about Jesus was not a doormat? Jesus was never used or abused. You never see anywhere in the Bible that Jesus was taken advantage of. So I'm using Jesus as the example because most people pleasers who are believers, they are always referring to the Bible to be their justification for why they continue to help out these people that are no good and allow these people to use them and abuse them. So they'll say things like, well, it's what we're supposed to do because God is love. Yes, God is love. But that's a religious saying. Because love does not allow you to be used and abused. They'll say things like, well, aren't we supposed to turn the other cheek? Or aren't we supposed to say, well, don't let the enemy get you out of character. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You have to know when you're not able to handle a situation, so you back off from that situation so you don't get out of character. Okay? So you have to look at this from Jesus' perspective. Jesus was not a doormat. So he was never used, he was never misused, he was never abused, he was never tricked. The Bible says when Jesus was at the Last Supper, he turned to Judas and says, do what you're going to do and do it quickly. Because he knew Judas was about to betray him for 30 pieces of silver. So he was not tricked and deceived and taken advantage of. He told Judas, go ahead and do it. Jesus also said to Pontius Pilate when the ruler of that day told Jesus, don't you know I have the power to either release you or to send you to the cross? First time Jesus spoke. And he said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, hold up, buddy. You don't have the power to do nothing. All power is in God's hands, so slow up. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down willingly. Period. So don't get it twisted. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane right before he was about to go to the cross, and Peter decided to take matters in his own hand and took out the sword and cut off the man's ear. Jesus picked up the man's ear, healed him, and said, wait a minute, Peter, slow up. Let me set things straight. You don't have to protect me in this situation. Nobody is doing anything that my father has not allowed. Nobody's doing anything that is not in the will of God for my life. He says, if I wanted to call down 12 legions of angels to protect me, I can do that. But I willingly decide not to do it because this is the path that I must go for my life. So nobody is using me. Nobody's abusing me. I'm not a doormat. Okay? So there's no toxic people that you find in Jesus' life that he allowed in his life to use him and abuse him and misuse him and treat him wrong. So we have to get out of that religious mindset, making excuses from the Bible, using the Bible to justify our soft heart. So Jesus was not ever used. He was not a doormat. And we also have to look at it this way. As a former or recovered people pleaser, I'm never going to change my natural nature where I am more laid back as a person, as a personality type. I'm more easygoing, very generous, give you the shirt off my back. 100 people call me their best friend. I'll do anything for anyone. Call me 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm getting up, helping you out. It's just who I am by nature. But what I had to learn to do was set boundaries in my life. And that's what you have to do when you have that people pleaser personality. Learn to set boundaries because it never works out good. Because, again, like I said, toxic people and people pleasers always connect. Their paths are always going to cross. And when you meet a toxic person, you are going to be the have to one to set the standard of how that relationship is going to go. Set the boundary and say, let me teach you how to treat me. Because toxic people will always try to cross your boundary, try to always overstep the boundaries. And you will have to say one time, two times, three times, this is how only how far you'll go. These are the things I will do and allow you to do. So sometimes it comes to a crossroad and it's a point where you say, you know what? This relationship is not working out. Again, whether it is a spouse, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, whether it is your children, it could be your parents, it could be your siblings. These people could be outside of your family where they're not aunts and uncles or anything related, but these are people who are in work environment, church environment, school environment, whatever it may be. We're going to encounter them because toxic people and people pleasers always connect. Their paths will inevitably cross at some point. It's like magnets, right? Toxic people are always looking for someone to use. People pleasers are always looking for someone to help. Okay? But we cannot justify it with the Bible. Every time you see in the Bible where there was a people pleaser, it never turned out good. And there are hundreds of examples in the Bible of people who were people pleasers. I won't say hundreds, but a lot, right? The first one beginning with Adam, right? He was a people pleaser. He wanted to please his wife, so he took the fruit. God was disappointed with him. And the first thing Adam did is he blamed his wife. Well, it's the woman that you gave me. She's the one who gave me this apple. You know, never turned out, turns out good. God does not like it because when we see that type of personality type, God never applauds it. The next type of one we see is Ahab, another A in the Bible, right? Ahab was married to Jezebel. Jezebel was was a wife that was out of control. She was running that household. This chick was flipping out on everybody in the town. She had everybody shook. So Abraham and I mean Ahab, instead of handling his business and taking control of the home, and his wife was out of control. What did he do? He just took the back seat, passive, and let her run everything, even though he was the king, she was the queen. So that did not please God. He sent Elijah to handle the situation. So we also have another A, which is Abraham. Abraham was married to Sarah. He went to a new town. The king liked Abraham's wife. Abraham tells the king, "Well, you know, Sarah's my sister." Told his wife to agree with the lie because he's a people pleaser. Next thing you know, story did not turn out good because God gave the king a dream and said, "Don't you touch that man's wife." The king went back to Abraham and said, "Why did you lie to me and say this was your sister?" Abraham said, "Well, you know, I was scared that, you know, you were going to try to kill me and then take my wife because I know my wife is beautiful." So yeah, Abraham had a bad wife, but he gonna sit there and lie and give her up? Because he was a people pleaser. He soft, passive kind of man does that. Well, another A. Then we have another person was Aaron, which was Moses' brother. So Moses' brother, Aaron. So it's another A. Moses goes up into the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. The people tell Aaron, "We think Moses probably died. He's been up there 40 days. So we need another God. So you need to do something, Aaron." Aaron tells the people, "Give me all your gold earrings and rings and your necklaces and all the stuff. I'm going to melt down the gold and make you a golden calf." Moses comes back with the Ten Commandments, talking about, "Yo, what did you do?" Aaron blames the people and says, "Well, the people made me do it. I didn't want to do it. It was the people's idea." So Aaron, again, a people pleaser. Instead of obeying God, he knew what was right because he was not deceived. But he decided to listen to what the people had to say. So it never turns out good. God was angry with the people. He said, "Melt down this golden calf. This calf did not bring you out of Egypt. I did. This calf did not part the Red Sea. I did." So he made the people melt down the golden calf. So, bottom line, just want to let you know, don't be a people pleaser. It does not ever work out good in your favor. Toxic people will always be toxic people until they decide to change. You cannot change them through your good behavior, your actions. The more that you bend over backwards, the more they're going to keep on pushing you to bend over. It's never going to change. The only thing it does, it affects your health, affects your emotions, stress level, and it'll eventually affect your relationship with God because at some point, when you keep getting used, you'll blame God, saying, "Well, I was thought I was doing what you wanted me to do." And God say, "I never told you to be a people pleaser. You're supposed to follow my example and my son Jesus Christ. You never saw him being a people pleaser." So, you guys have a great day. Love you. Again, this is Kenneth, the Vision Doctor. Give me some new perspective lenses. You can look at life a little differently so you can enjoy life better. Have a good one.